Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. So I've said this before, and it's really a shame, but it's the way it is. In New York City, the media, once the strongest in the country, is really not that any longer. The television stations, there are five of them that cover the local news. They are skilled. They have good people. But their interest does not lie in protecting you. It lies in easy, here's a fire, here's a murder, here's 6 minutes of weather. When I was working as a reporter for Channel 2, Jim Jensen, Dave Marish, Warner Wolf, all of those guys, when I was working there, weather got 2.5. I mean, it was like, okay, we got to go to Mr. G now, but it wasn't the centerpiece of the program because we had so many good reporters that were doing so much good work to bring information to New Yorkers so that things could get better. Now we don't have that on television. The only newspaper that gives a hoot is the New York Post. And that's a tabloid. And sometimes the New York Post does not check what they put in the paper. So when I was at Fox, we had what they called the brain room. And I could funnel, and I did, every fact, everything I was going to say through the brain room to get confirmation it was true. It worked great. It really, really worked great. The New York Post, there are things in there that aren't true. And they put them in there, and, you know, I don't know why. But they cover the important stories. And this one caught my eye. I did not know this. So the response time when you call the New York City Police Department after being assaulted or whatever is now the highest that it's been in almost forever. Okay, record high response time, 16 minutes. 16 minutes before the police will come and save you or take your complaint or do anything. Now, 60 minutes, you're dead. Or your house is ransacked. Okay? They say critical crimes is 10 minutes. But I don't really believe it. Okay. Why? There's not enough cops. That's number one. Number two, they're not as organized as they used to be. With all these mandates the police have to do. Now we got another one. They have to write up every encounter, okay? You don't think that's going to hurt response time? It will. And for the first 4 months of this year, it is projected that the response times are going to get even worse. And they will. So what do we do? Well, number one, we have to accept reality. NYPD, as skilled as it is, and it is, it's probably the finest police operation in the United States. Scotland Yard is pretty good. But NYPD is very skilled, and they got to handle lots of stuff, terrorism and, you know, like that. But they're reactive. They're not going to prevent crime. Got to accept it. So if you put yourself in a dicey situation like you're walking around at 2 a.m. and you go to an ATM, don't expect anybody to help you. So we New Yorkers now have to get into a mindset of being defensive, anticipating things that might happen. You don't want to be wandering around post midnight. Don't want to do that. You go down to Times Square, you better be looking around. Okay? And the cops, they are reactive and not fast. If you get a pickpocket situation or somebody punches you in the mouth, the odds of getting any justice for that, zero in New York City. Sorry to be the harbinger of bad reality, but it's true.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.